6 o'clock newscast, and the weatherman mentioned snow. As soon as I heard that fall out of work, I was making my plans to go.
And with so much snow in the mountains this week, many of you have been asking, should you go out and buy a ski pass? So today we're going to talk about the extended winter forecast. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is our weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. Cliff, before we get to that perennial question, it sounds like there is some sunshine in the weekend forecast.
There is, quite a bit, but we'll have to get through some low clouds and fog first, which is pretty extensive this morning, but ridge of high pressure is building, and I expect by mid-afternoon, certainly, we'll see sun over the whole region pretty much. One thing I should note is that we did have frost in some locations on both sides of the mountains this morning. In the interior of western Washington, you know, away from the water, a few locations did have frost on their roof. And there was even more extensive frost around Yakima and places in eastern Washington. So this is it, the first frost of the season.
Wow. And so the weekend will be sunny. What else can you tell us about what to expect for the rest of the week?
Well, ridge of high pressure is building in over the weekend. So I expect Saturday to be generally sunny, maybe a few low clouds in the morning, because this is fog season. I should remind everybody, October, especially early October, is the center of the western Washington fog period. But in any case, it should burn off. Temperature should get into the mid to upper 60s on Saturday, and I expect the same thing to be true on Sunday. So sun and, you know, maybe some high clouds coming in on Sunday late in the afternoon. One thing I should also note is that there could be some rain further north. So if you're going, you know, north of Vancouver, there'll be more clouds and an increasing chance of precipitation. So go south for sun. After that, on Monday, a trough of low pressure and associated front move in early Monday morning. So I'd expect Monday to be a very different day, clouds and with some showers, followed by some, you know, lighter showers and considerable cloudiness on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Now, to that eternal question, we had several feet of snow on hiking trails near Stevens Pass this week, and our very own Crystal Mountain ski area was first in the nation to open just for a bit. But still, it brings us to a dilemma that you love to address, Cliff, the ski pass, to buy or not to buy.
That's right. That's a question I get a lot. People want to know whether to get that discount ski pass for this year. It turns out that I can't give you really good advice. Right now, the atmosphere is in a neutral or La Nada situation. It's neither an El Nino nor a La Nina. El Nino years, we tend to have less chance of heavy snow in the mountains. And La Nina years, we tend to have more snow. Well, we're right in the middle. So there's no reason at this point to expect anything other than a normal year in terms of snowfall in the mountains. Now, there's other sources of forecast skill for the snow. The National Weather Service has a climate prediction center, which is right now going for warmer than normal conditions over much of the winter, especially the early part of the winter, which would tend to be bad for snow. On the other hand, the old Farmer's Almanac, which actually has no skill, is suggesting a heavy snow year. So at this point, I don't think I can give anybody any useful guidance in telling them it's going to be more or less probable they'll have a big snowpack. It looks like a normal year.
It's very tricky to predict in this particular year. And that brings us to another topic you're writing about this week, which is you need a lot of tools for predicting, especially shorter term things like storm events. And you're concerned about the impact of the government shutdown and cuts on the ability to do that well.
That's right. The government shutdown is having a significant impact on weather prediction and weather prediction research. Right now, I can't get into the supercomputers that are normally available by the federal government. And this is computers that we use to get data, to do computations. So all the weather researchers can't get the computer resources that we need to do our work. Also, the National Weather Service has shut down a lot of their key sites, some of their Facebook sites, the social media sites, the Twitter feeds. Those are all ended. Even some of the important sites that provide information are down. Don't get me wrong, a lot of the key forecasters are still in place, but a lot of the communication between the Weather Service and the public has been cut off because of the shutdown.
All right. Well, everyone should be clearing out their storm drains in any case. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at kplu.org, where we hope you'll also post your questions about the weather and make a pledge of support. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.